During his State of the State address, Hutchinson called for a $2.3 million increase in funding for 24 new state troopers over the next 2 years. He also included additional funding for 30 additional probation and parole officers for the state. His proposed budget also calls for an additional $60 million to be allocated to raise teacher pay in the state, an increase of $1.1 million to the Division of Agriculture, and a $1.5 million increase for the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences. The governor also said he wants to pass the third phase of proposed tax cuts this session. The plan would flatten the rate for all taxpayers to 5.9% over the next 4 years, as well as simplify the rate structure. Hutchinson had words for those who believe the tax rates go too far.
In the last 4 years, we have cut taxes carefully, and we have continued to invest in education, in prisons, public safety, and even funding expanded Medicaid in this state. And we have set aside during that same time over $125 million in savings. Those commitments remain.
In addition to the governor's inaugural oath and State of the State speech, the joint session also announced the statewide election data from the November election and swore in other elected constitutional officers. Sarah Kellogg, KUAR News.